Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How did you know that?
I did my research, Amira.
How did you know that? Yeah, man, you're going to get me in trouble again.
Yes! Now arriving on Cultaholic Island. Well, I say now arriving on Cultaholic Island. Currently in her car en route to Cultaholic Island because she got sidetracked with very important things, and therefore we are doing this interview while she is stopped in the car. What an honour, wherever she is, to be joined by wrestler, valet, and Brittany, bitch. It's Amira Blair. Amira, how you doing?
Yes, it is, Brittany. Hello. How are you?
So, bless you, we were meant to do this the other week, and your voice was blown out, presumably from singing as Britney.
So, it's hilarious. It is to do with Britney Spears. I went to the show at Riot Cabaret, did the Britney thing. I was in the ring for 23 seconds. It's the shortest match I've ever done in my life. And I come away with the most deadly disease that I believe Cassius gave me. I'm not too sure. And I couldn't talk for a week after. I had to cancel all my bookings all last week because I couldn't talk. Michael was delighted. He had silence time in years. So he was celebrating it, but I couldn't do it. I had so many interviews I had to do during that time. So many things. And I couldn't do it. And it's still kind of prickly, if you can hear it. But it doesn't matter because I'm back and I'm on Cultaholic. Woo!
Yeah, so we had to reschedule last week. This week, committed to it. You're currently parked up in the car, which is yeah. Well, like I feel like I'm calling in about to win you £1,000 on the radio, which is a nice. I'm not. I'm afraid.
Listen, you're leading me on. You ma'am. Pull over.
Bless you. So the 2000s. Let's talk about that Rumble then. You were in there as Britney Spears. It looked like so much fun.
It was the best 23 seconds. Of my career. I'm a Britney fanatic. I had that costume just lying about. I have other costumes just lying about. And fun fact, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. No, I will say it anyway, and I'll take the heat later. I was not meant to be in that Rumble. I inserted myself into it. As you can probably tell from the graphic, there was no mention of me there. Because I wasn't meant to be there. And I begged them, and I said, there's somebody in the Rumble that was born in the 2000s, so therefore they shouldn't be here. I personally believe I should be here, and I should be Britney Spears. And they were like, well, you got to make us work for it. Go ahead, you got 30 seconds. And I went, give me 23. And I did it. Let's go.
So did you bring the Britney outfit in the event that they would let you in?
I sent them numerous videos and lots of voice notes to an account that has never talked to me or replied to me in the hopes that they would listen to me. And they just so happened to go through and see 8 messages from Amira Blair. And they seen my case as to why I should have been Britney in the Rumble. And they said, well, do you know what? She tried. So... let's give her the moment. And they have asked me to come back. So I guess it worked out. Is this better, by the way? Is the lighting better? Or
It looks that looks fine. So, for those listening on the podcast, Amira Blair has put on her emergency light in her car. We've got all the tricks today.
It's getting darker. It's awful. making this guy like this. I have a whole setup at home. Michael Oak and I live together. If you've seen his interview, it's all beautifully lit and set up and professional mic and all this. And I get in the car.
Well, we are here to choose three wrestling matches that you would watch whilst metaphorically stranded on a desert island. We're going to go through them one by one by one, Amira. What would you like your first one to be?
Anyway, R-Truth, anything from R-Truth he is my favourite wrestler and my favourite person of all time. And that is the only... He's what I inspire to be. That's what I want my career to be. I want to be the next R-Truth.
What is it about R-Truth that inspires you?
Look at the age of him and look at how he can go. Oh my God, he's stunning. Whatever skin cream he uses, I want it. He's gorgeous. He is gorgeous. I want to be gorgeous at 50. I'm already getting the wrinkles. He's got none. He's got none. He can still move about like a madman. He can do serious and then whip on a funny moment anytime. He's on him. He's the ultimate worker. He said his childhood hero was John Cena. He's literally doing a storyline where I believe he's just saying things. I don't think he runs through anything in the back. I think he just says things. And they get over and they're like, oh, it's R-Truth. It doesn't matter. We'll do what we want. That's your goal. That has to be your goal. And he's got a job for life. He's been working in it for 101 years. That's what you want. That is my goal in wrestling, is to have a job for life and to be able to have the best fun while doing wrestling. And that is R-Truth's career.
Sorry, what was that?
It's a mad rant about R-Truth. I don't think my partner hears the mad rants all the time, but for you.
Well, it's nice to hear them. In terms of that wrestling dream that you followed, I know that for you, it wasn't wrestling to start with. So I know you were working for Mac for a while. Was there like the plan to sort of follow that particular dream into cosmetics, or was wrestling always going to call you, Amira?
Wrestling was always going to call me, but I also lived and grew up in Belfast, Northern Ireland, where that is just not a thing that you get into. I'm from a very small town in Ireland. Everyone really kind of knows each other. At the time, I think it was like when I worked for Mac, it was very much in the YouTube makeup era. So that was the goal at the time, because that was the content I was watching. But I've always watched wrestling in the background. I just didn't think it was something possible for someone like me. And then in 2019, they set up a school about 8 minutes away from my house. And I was like, that is just, I've got to try it. I've just got to see how it goes. That's where I did my first bit of valeting for those shows. Then that, you know what happens after, COVID and all that. Everything shuts down. Speaking of how it happens, then I decide I'm going to move to the UK and give wrestling a proper go. And we'll see what happens. And here we are now, 2 years later. And yeah, it's been... been moving mad ever since.
When it comes to building a wrestling character, obviously the name is important, and I'd love for you to share the story about how you got bollocked by a porn star, for lack of a better term, for the name that you picked.
How did you know that?
I did my research, Amira.
How do you know that? Yeah, man, you're gonna get me in trouble
with the
game.
Yes.
People are meant to know that. How did you find? Right, okay, you cheeky man. Right, okay. I'll explain the stories of why my name has changed 4 times in the 3 years I've been wrestling, because none of it's by my own choice.
Who do you think you are, Brutus Beefcake?
I don't know who I think. I don't know. I don't know. And you know what? It's probably going to change again very soon. Unfortunately, it's not going to be my fault again. But anyway, you can read into that what you will. Basically, I used to go by the name Blair Blaze, right? I thought, I'm so smart. I've looked it up on Twitter. No other wrestler has the name. That's fine. Not an issue. I had the name for equivalent of 2 months when, and I didn't have Twitter at the time, by the way. This is the, I just looked it up, but I didn't have a Twitter account, so I don't see this all very regularly. And then one day I make a Twitter account and I looked up Blair Blaze. And this gay black porn star is doing what he does best all over the timeline. And Twitter is very explicit, as you guys know. So I've seen quite a lot of stuff. And then I've seen that my account was blocked. So I made a joke on Twitter being like, oh no, I've been blocked. Ha ha ha. This is like one of my first tweets after discovering it. Then I get a really angry DM saying that, like, I don't know who I think I am, but he's been working in the industry for ages and, like, I need to stop copyright or some stuff like that, and lots of explicit. And I couldn't believe this was a scenario I was in after 2 months of even, like, I haven't even had my first match yet. So I just changed it. I just like, you know what? I'm not going to argue with the man with a lot more growth than me.
You really did look at his Twitter profile, didn't you?
Listen, I did have to look. It was, you know, it's like Titanic, it sinks and you can't stop fucking looking at it. Or you couldn't stop the sinking ship, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, he's still there. He still works very hard. I
think you have to in that industry.
Listen, he was winning. He was winning the war on the name. So I said, you know what, take it. Go make what you want with it. That's fine. Who am I? You're very, very talented in your profession. And we've not had beef in 2 years, thank God. But then I changed my name again. And then somebody else gave me shit for this name. So I changed. I went from Amira Blair to just Amira. And I thought, you know what? No one else is going to take that. No one else is going to take that. There's another fucking Amira. Sorry, I can't swear, can I?
You can, yeah, of course you can.
I hope. Oh, there's another fucking Amira in the USA, and she's doing great. She's on Ring of Honor. Go watch her. She's a lovely person, but I hate her because she took my name. Just add a second name. Just add it, please. So here we are. Now we're probably going to have to change my name again very soon. So we'll just hope it's not a porn star. We'll hope it's not a big black gay porn star. And we'll just see how it goes.
Could you potentially get around it by swapping the I for a Y?
There's another mirror that's done that. There is another mirror that's done
God,
that.
God, really? Jeez.
This name is really popular, but when I was the original, right? I had it first. But all the other ones, because they're in America, they got bigger very, very quickly. So that seems to be the kind of the issue with this name.
Livid.
I
Livid.
More original name.
Well, look, for whilst you're still called Amira, let's move on to your second match. So we've had, I mean, you said any R-Truth match, but I think surely the, in terms of like the pinnacle of R-Truth matches, R-Truth John Cena, Capital Punishment, seems to be the one. R-Truth challenging for the WWE title on the pay-per-view.
When he wrestled his childhood hero, yes, John Cena.
What a man. Second match then, Amira, what would you like your second one to be?
My second match is, it's not on the big networks. It's just something I find one day because I really enjoy comedy wrestling. It's my bread and butter. It makes me happy. And my favorite people are Orange Cassidy and Kylie Rae.
Nice.
And that match, a whole lot of joy. And I did look, it went up millions of views since I first watched it, but it gives me such joy to see them. I can't remember the name of the promotion that they wrestled at, God love them, but it's such a good technical match. So it's got everything you want. It's one of those matches where everyone's catered for. It's got all the good wrestling, but all the entertainment factors that I personally look for. I'm definitely one of those people that when I look at wrestling, I love the things that other people think, yuck, there's too much of those. I want more of those. And they had lots of cool shenanigans and I enjoyed.
Wrestling's always best when it's bollocks, I find.
I love you, man. I love you, man. You should come on the night out with me.
I'm in.
I love all the crazy stuff and wrestling. People There's some people that just want good professional wrestling and just want to watch it all the time. And that's our Michael. Michael's all into that thing, and that's great. I want the crazy shit. I want all the fun stuff, like all the most outrageous things possible. That match didn't have all those things, to be fair. It had all the good professional wrestling stuff. That was the point of the match and why I included it. But it just is something, just something I enjoy. And I enjoy like all the humor that they had in it. There are two characters that their personalities really shine through in the match. And yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
You were shining. You were shining a lot lately, particularly at Rev Pro High Stakes. This was a match that Dave Meltzer fell in love with Michael Oku and Will Ospreay. You, like you have been for Rev for a long time, ringside. So, again, a massive part of that 6-star rating for you. That must feel amazing.
6-star. So would you like to hear another funny story that I'm definitely going to get in trouble for saying out loud? And Michael definitely told me, please never, ever tell anybody, especially publicly.
Absolutely. You must tell me then.
Okay. So I thought we were the most special people in the world for a good 20 minutes. And I thought we were the first people to get 6 stars on the planet. I thought when I seen the rating, because I heard Michael read it out to me, because and he said like 6 stars. I just started running about, like couldn't believe it. I'm so excited. I'm like, oh my god, we're famous. We are famous. Like this is great. We're the first people ever to get 6 stars. I bet you everyone is gonna want to sign us right now. I bet you everyone's gonna be talking to us right now. Oh, we're this is great. Dave Meltzer probably has never given a 6-star match before. Then I read Twitter, and getting 6 stars was actually more controversial than the time we got 5 stars, because we broke the rating and people didn't like that. And then on Cage Match, they started getting like it started going from like I think it was 9.4, and it's now dropping and dropping since the 6-star came out, because they're like they're angry that there was 6 stars. And I was like, oh, that's not maybe it's not as told as I thought. But yeah, I did think we were the first people in the world to get 6 stars, but we're not. But we're the first indie match to get 6 stars. Let me flex on that.
No, that still counts. It is still very much a thing.
But yeah, then it kind of so you think when you get 6 stars or something like that, it'll just change your life and you'll just go on this trajectory. I'm still at work. Nothing changed. I still had to go to work the next day. It's one of those humbling moments, I guess. Because I was like, great, our lives have changed forever. Tony Khan's watching our match. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to go to work tomorrow because I'm going to get a job. No, I'm still working right now. Just coming back. It's been 2 weeks, and it's been an incredible 2 weeks, and it's been very fun to, of course, be a part of that experience. I always feel weird talking about it because it is Michael and Will's match. I just kind of was there, just took a bollocking. But hey, I'm happy for Michael. It's changing the course of his career as we speak. And I couldn't be more happy to be a part of such an incredible experience. And yeah, it's probably the most serious work I've ever done. And I enjoyed it.
It's part of a body of very serious work that you've been doing as of late. You and Michael Oku in Rev Pro have created, and I spoke to Michael about this, and Michael says that you guys have channeled a Macho Man Miz Elizabeth type vibe with yourselves. Yep. The big standout between yourself and Miss Elizabeth Amira is, if you do pardon the use of the colourful language, you on the regular get the fuck kicked out of you during these matches. You were knocked down constantly. You get walloped. You get caught in the crossfire. You took a hidden blade at one point. Like you in terms of like in the role that you play, you are an accomplished wrestler. But in terms of the role that you play as a valet, like I don't know if there's many that really get as mucked in as you do in that role.
And I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. Apart from the fact I would probably like to get some more offense in sometimes. But that's the wrestler in me. I do, and I don't think I realized how involved I was until the Will match. I think this is the first time I've realised I do actually take some bumps in comparison to some other ballets. All I can say is I love it. Most of the time, it is me saying, like, you can't beat me, you know. You can't do this to me, you know. And it does have a lot. My favourite was when I spoke to Trent Seven. There's a match that against Michael and Trent Seven in the Copper Box. I can't remember the date for the life of me. It was the day before All In. I'm so sorry.
It was back in August. I think some August 22nd. I have. There was an excellent match, and I know the spot that you're about to talk about.
Yes. Sorry. Forgive me. I don't know the dates off the top of my head. But that spot was all my idea. And I basically got the dress. Like, I asked to get a ball gown made because I thought I want people to believe when I'm in the matches that there's no fucking way she's going to get involved. There's no way. She's in a ball gown that's taking up half the ramp. There's no way. There's no way it's going to happen. And even Trent Seven, I hope you don't mind me talking, Trent. I'll apologize after if it's wrong. That's even before he was like, I don't want you to do it in the dress. I don't think it's going to be safe. And I'm like, listen, it's important that we do it in the dress. You have no idea. It needs to be in the heels. It needs to be in the dress. And he was like, but it could be so unsafe because that's the point, Trent. That's the point, Mr. Seven. And we did it. And he said, all right, okay. I get what you mean. I get why this was important because I just thought you were being a diva. In a dress and your heels. I thought you were just being a little diva, but I get that this is your art. Because I take the Valium very seriously, because if I don't take it seriously, the act doesn't work for Michael. And I think sometimes people look at Valium as, oh, it's not that important. You just put on, stand at the side while they do all the hard work. But it's actually very, there's always a lot to think about with Valium. There's a lot of, you have to think, you can't take the attention off them, but you got to always look like you're doing something. You got to get the crowd up with you at the right times. You got to be there for a certain spot. You got to remember the match as well, which is another thing as well. I try and remember the whole match as it goes. So I'm also, I kind of try and constantly be there when in Michael's matches and remember all his stuff. Just in case something goes wrong and I need to interfere or it feels natural to be involved in there. It's been the most fun in the world. I do enjoy it. But I also want to be a wrestler so bad. I want to beat people so bad, my friend. I want to knock the bollocks clean out of any male wrestler that I can find. The girls I all love. But the men. I have got some offense in as of late recently.
Is there a worry that you are so good, and you are so good in the role that you play, be it as a valet that absolutely can have the brakes beaten off them and speak on behalf of Michael Oku in the most passionate of manners? And is there a fear that you're so good in that way that you may end up getting typecast and not get the chance to beat the bollocks off of blokes in the way that you want to?
That's already happened. I would like to stress that happened very, very quickly. To get into it a little bit, the first match with Will, this was in 2021, I think it was their first match, or 2022, I can't remember. I was not meant to even slightly be involved that day. I was just meant to come to the show. On that day when I was dragged over the barrier by Will, I don't think either of us thought, anybody in that scenario thought the match was going to do as well as it did. And I wasn't a manager then, I wasn't a valet, I was just a wrestler. I'd just been starting out, I was in the business for about 6 months. And I wanted to have my own career. It was very important to me at that point that I really wanted to have my own career and not be associated with Michael. Because I'm just starting and he's just getting so, so big. So people would look at us and think that we're on the same trajectory, but we're not. We're in different levels. And then that day, I think people have always just said, oh, you should manage him. You should not be here. I then start managing him. And I have got so much. I think I am very, very good at the role I do with Michael. But now it comes to the point where people want me to do that instead of wrestle. And like, I'm getting, it's a little bit, I don't know how to describe. I don't know what the analogy I want to use is, but it's a little bit disappointing, but it's the best disappointment in the world. Do you get me?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want a scenario other than this, but like, I know if me and Michael get booked places that I'm probably not going to be booked to wrestle. I'm probably going to be booked to manage him, but it's such a great scenario to be in. I don't know. If it was up to me, I would love to have a chance to show what I can do now and how strong I am as a wrestler now. So I am literally, my tag name is the Feisty Flame of Ireland, because it's exactly what I am. And I don't get to show that as much as I would like to, especially in Rev Pro. I think right now, I think I'm ready to be in the women's division, maybe, to do some stuff there. But at the moment, I'm still with Michael. Still doing that. I can't do the both on the shows. I've already asked, don't worry. But yeah, it's a bit frustrating, but I can only hope that one day when Michael goes off and does his thing, if I'm still here in the indies here while he does it, then that's my chance to shine. So yeah, that's the lot. I'm sorry, that's a very long-winded answer to a very simple question that you asked me. I do apologise.
No, it's obviously it's something that I knew you'd be passionate to talk about.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You want to punt out into the world that might start some conversations?
My main goal in wrestling right now, is to be the Revolution Pro Wrestling Women's Champion. That would be me happy. Bigger goals include going to Stardom and CMLL. Those would be the two promotions I really like want to go to. For different reasons completely, I just love the pageantry of the two, and I think they would both get me and get my character and get who I am. But the main goal I think I have on the indies, but no matter what, I want to be the Revolution Pro Wrestling Women's Champion. I think I'm ready to try it. I think I'm ready to give my all to it. I think the Revolution Pro Wrestling audience know how strong I am, how determined I am, how passionate I am about the brand, that if I held the belt, I would do it so much justice. But it's been held by Dani Luna right now. And Dani Luna is the best woman in the continent at wrestling right now. She really, really is. There is no denying. There's no ifs, buts, or maybes, only absolutes. And Dani Luna is the top girl at the moment. She's at TNA right now. I think she's wonderful, but she's got her hands full. She has TNA and Rev Pro. I think, even though she's a great champion, that someone needs to donate all their time to Rev Pro, all their time to the best promotion in the world. I'm going to say it publicly, in the world. And there's nobody that loves RevPro more than me. Nobody that wants to put the brand on their back more than me. So that's my case. And that's where I would love to be. Maybe one day.
What is it about RevPro? What's that distinctive X factor when it comes to RevPro that makes it so special?
When I first moved to the UK, I was in the country for 4 days. And I go to a Revolution Pro Wrestling show. My first one that I've seen in person. I've always seen it online, but I never came to it in person. And I walk into the lot and it felt like home. The wrestling, it's hard to explain unless you're there. It's so much passion in the product. The people at the back, I don't want to say we are family because we're all not, don't worry. But we all love and respect each other so much that we care about the product that we put out there. And I just love when I came to RevPro, I felt everyone had the same passion as I do for wrestling. And maybe I wasn't technically there when I first came there to give what I could give to RevPro, but the others there are happy to teach me. It's the best place in the world to learn. If I was a wrestler today, just starting out, I don't understand why there's nobody is basically following the RevPro shows on their weekends off to learn, because there's no better learning than watching Luke Jacobs, JJ Gale, Ricky Knight Jr., Alex Windsor, Danny Luna, Laura DiMatteo, Mercedes Blaze, all these amazing wrestlers, the top in the country, all battling it out. And you're watching magic being created. You're watching the audience around you. I see them every day when I'm Valiant. The joy that they feel watching a product that a bunch of kids from Britain are putting together. It's incredible. And that's why I'm just so passionate about it, because I can see the passion that it gives the audience. I see the passion from the guys in the back. It feels so incredible. Like my friend Stephen Wolf has recently come over, and my best friend Hyann came over for a long period of time from America. And even they say there's nothing like the atmosphere that RevPro brings. It's incredible. So even people around the world can feel what we feel. So that's why it's so important to me, because it's the passion that it brings. Look at the Copper Box All In weekend. 4,000 people came away and said that was the show of the weekend. Not All In. They said that is the show that you should have came to watch. It's incredible. Honestly, it's the most incredible promotion. And I do love it.
And Michael Oku is the British heavyweight champion of RevPro, I believe.
Yes, he is.
Are we ending on an Oku match, your third and final one?
Oh, yes. I must. Do so. And is this new merch?
Oh, what's that you're wearing, Amira Blair? Is that new Michael Oku merch?
It's just new Michael Oku merch that he had no idea about. Is that from the match itself? Am I not on the jumper? No, I'm not there. Oh, okay.
Burn it immediately.
Yes, we'll talk about one Michael Oku match, because it's my legitimate favorite one. Legitimate. Like, there's no lies in this one.
Okay. So what is the match that we're going for?
Michael Oku versus Chris Hatch.
Right.
Chris Hatch. Brother. Hatchamania. Do you know this match I'm referring to?
I am not familiar with it, so you're gonna have to tell me all about why this Michael Oku match jumps out to you.
This match was with Chris Hatch, who's been a ref and our good friend. He's been in the industry for 25 years, working as a ref, and he was coming up to his 25th anniversary. And he always said he wanted a match. Now, Chris Hatch as a person and his lovely wife, Sarah Hatch, have basically been my parents since I've moved over here. They've really looked after me. They've basically taken me under their wing. And just for the last 2 years, if I needed a parent, they were there. they have been so incredible. So when it came to, he wanted a match to come to his 25 years, Michael was the one to do it. And it's incredible. He hits a Canadian destroyer that went viral because it was just so crazy. It was a match that people all over BritRest traveled to come see because people love Chris Hatch and respect him so much that they just needed to see what this was. And I encourage everyone to go watch Chris Hatch versus Michael Oku and look at the crowd. Look at the people. There's people on the floor. When he hits that Canadian destroyer, people on the floor. There's people crying. There's people running out the building and running back in because they can't believe what they're seeing. It's Tom, when you get off this call, go watch it and then give me a voice note of what you feel when you're watching this match. Because I was there in the room. There is nothing that beats Chris Hatch versus Michael Oku.
I'm down for seeing it. I know Hatch has a legacy in wrestling. That must have been really special for you and Michael Oku to be a part of that.
It was incredibly special. Incredibly, incredibly special. And I think that's why I have to add it in as one of my favorites, because it was being there. Another one that I add, and it is going to be a little bit of on a... It's because on the day that we're recording, it's the Mad Kurt Memorial Show up in Manchester. Another one of my favorite matches will have to be Michael and Harry Milligan versus Will Caven and Joshua James at St. Neot. That was another one of those matches I was rallying for. And it's one of my favorite ones because it was the ultimate coming together during one of the most hard, and I mean it was the hardest couple of days. It was, I could not describe to you, and I never want, I have to, it was just one of the hardest times. And in that we found joy and we found happiness for Curtis. We wrestled that in front of his family. We got all his little spots in, and at the end we just hug each other and have a good cry. And that was another one of my favorite matches for a very different reason completely, but I wanted to mention that as well, especially today. And that, I don't know if I can mention this, edit it out if I can't. And there is a GoFundMe for Mad Kurt as well. It's online somewhere. I don't know how to plug it.
Well, basically, if you're listening to this podcast now and you want to support the family Curtis Chapman, then there'll be a link in the GoFundMe in the description, so you can check it out.
That would be absolutely wonderful, Tom.
You're hearing this, that is there for you. So we are recording this, and I don't want to keep you too much longer because I know that the Mad Kurt Memorial Show begins in about 20 minutes time, so I do not want to keep you long, but I would like before you go, just to give us a memory of Mad Kurt, who we lost way too soon, but everybody has Mad Kurt stories that make them smile. What is a go-to one for you that always makes you smile when you think of Curtis Chapman?
So there's two really, really big ones. The first one being that I don't think me and Michael would be together if it wasn't for Matt Kurt. Because he had he was trolling me online just for jokes. We were talking away and he made this like little like got you certificate, and we started talking, and then after a while we're joining this Twitch chat thing, and in this Twitch chat is Michael as well. Curtis was Michael, is Michael's best friend, was Michael's best friend, sorry. And he kind of broke the ice and introduced us that way. And then my other favorite one is we had a couple of matches together because we were both really into comedy. And one we had at Resurgence was when I was dressed as a granny, and he's just himself. We don't know why he's just himself, but he comes out as just himself, and I just beat him with a handbag, and we're meant to be like angry at each other, but we're just laughing. We're just both laughing. Every time we were in the ring together, we just laughed. Like, we didn't wrestle, we just laughed. And everyone was like, oh, like, you can't keep going out of character all the time. It's like, but how can you not? Like, when Mad Kurt's right there. You know what I mean? Like, you can't. He really was, like, he is one of the biggest inspirations to me for the kind of wrestling that I do outside all the serious stuff I do. And he also brought a lot of encouragement for me to keep going the way I was going, even though a lot of people told me to be serious. He just said, fuck them. Just kind of just do what you want. Do what you fucking want, bitch. And I haven't really talked much about Kurt because I only knew him for the two years. We were close in the 2 years, but not nearly as close as some of the others. So I always felt like I couldn't say anything too much because I know a lot of others knew him a lot better. But I think he was really was not only the funniest man in the room, but he was a really caring, lovely, lovely person. And he's very sorely missed by a lot of people too. And it's a shame that we're having this conversation. It's a shame that we're having this conversation because he should be having these conversations. I don't know. But yeah, just I'm so sorry. I don't know.
You're all good.
So sorry. But he was incredible. Incredible man. And he'll probably be laughing a lot at the show tonight, especially what we have out there for him. Because I promise you, it's going to piss Andy Q off so much. It's going to make him so angry. Nothing would bring him more joy. Nothing would bring Curtis more joy than to know that Andy is going to be absolutely miserable for the next couple of days.
I think when people leave us, it never stops. It never stops hurting, but what happens is a little bit of that person carries on through everybody that they met, and they never. So therefore, to pardon the cheesiness of the phrase, they never really go away, because that energy continues on. And like, and with the Mad Kurt Memorial Show, which would have been on yesterday, and you'll be able to rewatch it back. There'll be a link in the description for that as well. It's the fact that the Mad Kurt is no longer with us, but gave us the ultimate gotcha of a show, despite not being here for it.
I know, man. And everyone on that show tonight is very close with him and have a lot of love for him, so please give them all your support as well, if you're listening as well, because this is going to be a very tough night for them all.
It is. Now, Amira, we've loved chatting with you, and it's not ending on a sour note, because as you say, you don't really get much chance to talk about Mad Kurt, and I'm really, really honoured that you felt comfortable enough with us that we could talk about Mad Kurt, because I think, you know, it's terrible when somebody goes, and it's almost like everyone's too nervous to talk about them, and it's nice.
It was great too. It was very, very great too. But it's been a great time, Tom. Thank you very much for having me today. I'm sorry it took so long. I'm sorry it's been lots of screaming.
Hey, look, we got there in the end, and I want to send people to keep up with everything that you're doing and all the good stuff that you're doing. I want people to watch you getting pile driven through a table in a fabulous ball gown. I want people to see you take a hidden blade in a fabulous ball gown, and then I want to see you moving on and taking on the world in your own spirit as well. So where can people keep tabs on you for what you're up to?
People can keep tabs of me at Amira Wrestler on everything, every single thing. Amira Wrestler. My name is Amira, and I wrestle. I don't do porn. So there we go. That's all I can give you. And thank you very much, Tom, for having me.
Hey, it's really great. Sadly, there was a black gay porn star that couldn't make this interview, so I'm glad that you filled in the spot for them. And
it's okay. I understand. They're much more qualified as a person than me. Hit it the way that man hit it, though. I can't. I want to. Check out Blair, please. He's great at what he does. Tell him I sent him. Tell him.
Give some love to Blair Blaze. We don't, you know, why not? Let's just set the cat amongst the pigeons again.
He's gonna
kill you. I know. That's a perfect place to end it on.
And perfect.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.